you feel riding hands and heels and you know you've gone, gone? How do you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Session, your inside look at all the critical moments in the den and the great game on a Saturday. Today we punt to survive. We've had a terrible run and today is must win. We've had some big plays in all the big races at the Valley and our record on Golden Slipper Day is good and the fields served up give us a great chance to find some value and have some really big results on all the different races.
Golden Slipper William Reid Stakes Day 2024, RI is back. How does that make you all feel?
Welcome back, mate.
How was the week off last week, Fizzer? No cameras in your face?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Looking forward to today.
You're going to give us a good performance today?
I'm ready to go.
Kings, when you're punting to survive, what's the mentality?
Just got to win. You just got to win. We'll find a way. I don't care how I do it. I'm going to fucking win today.
Bang. Dream Team, how are you, mate?
Very good, thanks. Yeah, it's good to be here.
More conservative look from you today. Any reason behind that? Any strategy?
Just let my results do the talking maybe today.
We kick off in Moonee Valley Race 2, the Valley Pearl, 1,200 metres and for two-year-olds. Spy Wire was in contention for the slipper earlier in the season, but didn't measure up. But she's found her race today and she carries a lot of the den's money, as she is one of both King's and Chris Camilleri's best bets of the day.
Our King's Zone, one of your Saturday set bets coming up, Spy Wire. The first thing going for it is that it is Chris Camilleri's best bet of the day. You've got to be happy about that.
Certainly am, yeah. No, he's been on fire, but... Spywire coming out of two higher class races, Speed Machine, race on pace. Let's get the day off to an early start with a winner. I took $3, been solid around that price of around $3. Been plenty of money for Growing Empire, $5.50 into about $4.20. So there is money for other horses around Spywire, but Spywire's been pretty solid.
Racing.
Hang the Spy.
Don't let him punt up.
Wow. Oh,
so disappointing.
Not as aggressive today.
So disappointing. That's the one they back, went to the front, isn't it?
Riding Spywire very differently, led a Blue Diamond by a couple of lengths, and now we're sitting third fence at the Valley and over racing.
Don't get locked in.
Yeah,
I don't understand the tactics at all.
Why do they do it?
Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Get off its back and win, hopefully.
Maybe slides through here.
Going well.
Just locked away.
Jenny.
Let us out. Johnny Allen.
Push through.
There's no hole, mate. Nowhere to go.
Wowee.
That's where Spywire should have been, yeah?
Wow. It is where Spywire should have been, and the winner was very well backed. Same stable as Spywire. I'd say it was a very interesting ride on Spywire. I'll leave it at that.
Rosehill Race 5, the Randvet Stakes. 2,000 metres, Group 1, weight for age, and we have an intriguing race today. In past years, UK trainer William Haggis has brought out a Dayab and Dubai Honour to win this race. This year, Via Sestina, one of the UK's better horses who beat Dubai Honour home in the Quipco Champion Stakes by four lengths, has her first start in Australia for new owners Yulong Investments and new trainer Chris Waller. Chris freely admits he's copying Haggis' strategy with her. Yulong bought her from the Tattersalls December mare sales for $5.5 million, a big rise from the $10,000 her original owners paid for her as a yearling. She's well in the market and her biggest challenger is maybe Australia's toughest stayer, Think It Over.
What's the mood like, boys? The next 2.5 hours is probably as good as racing gets. Are you excited?
Yeah. I am, but I tell you, I'm very disappointed with the markets at the moment. They're very flat. There's not much action. I've never turned over less on a Golden Slipper day in the last 20 years, I think, than I have so far. There's just no action. It's very disappointing with these high taxes. The bookies are doing their best a lot of the time, but they've got to win at 15% on turnover to sustain any profit. So they're sitting on high percentage markets and there's not a lot of volume anywhere at the moment. It's very disappointing.
What do you think about the New South Wales government maybe probably putting point of consumption tax up to 20% in the King's Zone?
Oh, I just stopped listening. I can't take any more, honestly, because there's no, there's just not enough turnover. And forget about professional punters, but recreational punters are losing at too high a rate. And I would hate to see them lose interest in the game because they are the most important person in the game. So it's not about professionals. It's about the recreational punter getting a fair go. And at the moment, there's just no stimulation in the market. When last did we see a promotion around betting? A punters club out of the track for $1 million. Prize money keeps going up. And there's just no money being put into these betting markets and it's just there needs to be. Otherwise, they're going to die. We saw what happened at Wentworth Park and Harold Park when we were out there. It used to be very vibrant. Now, they're complete dead betting rings and I'd hate that to happen for the corporate bookies and the on-course bookies, which is, you know, we're already 50% of the way there. Let's not get another nail.
Via Sistina, very interesting horse, following the same path as Adayeb and Dubai Owner over the last couple of years. Come out here, Waller's training it, and the punters think they're going to get it right because it's been a huge go, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It was a little bit easy earlier. It got out to, I'm just having a look now, got out to about $3.70. And now it's been smashed in betting and is actually favourite now at $2.60 in front of Think It Over. And the bottom one's been pretty solid as well, placed a carousel. So I'm on the bottom two, just off my own bat. I thought Think It Over was a bit small. I threw the form out the window here and I've just gone with the European stayers. Via Sistina's paid $2 across every single tote.
Wow.
Wowee, what a go.
There's just over 200,000 in the three tote pools combined here. This is the Randvet Stakes. 200,000.
Via Sistina getting dragged into it, but we know Think It Over just keeps staying all day.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Via.
I want Carousel.
Come on, Carousel.
Come on, Carousel.
What a race.
Via and Carousel.
Here we go. Wowee.
The overseas ones.
The form's just better, isn't it?
Very. It good. Is. Really is.
Look at that. Wow, eased up, J-Mac. Anyway, obviously a fantastic win and she'll go on and be well, close to favourite in Queen Elizabeth Stakes, I think. Okay. Who else have we got? Fangirl's out. Mr. Brightside, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, she's got a big motor and dare I say it, I think she'll improve off that. And slow speed, fast speed, wet, dry. Not going to matter.
Because over here is little best baby Evie, and this is the first time that Miss Katie, who we miss, has been here for a group one with Daddy. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh.
She's so lovely.
I'm a small cog in a wheel, that's all I am, and she's a very good horse. She's been well trained in her career, lightly raced, smartly purchased by Yulong and the team, Mr. Jung. And his family, great supporters of Australian racing, and Sam Fairgray's been a great supporter of mine, and Vin Cox there now, they've got a great team. So, as I said, I'm a small cog in the wheel, and that class is a different level to what we normally see, and it's just been a privilege to be a small part.
The obvious race is the Queen Elizabeth, is that the plan?
Yeah, for sure. I was a little concerned when there was no speed, because, to pick up Australian horses and go past them like that's not easy. So hopefully there's a bit more of a gallop in the Queen Elizabeth.
Mooney Valley Race 6, the Alexandra Stakes, 1,600 metres for three-year-old fillies, Group 3. This is a final tune-up for the more talented three-year-old fillies down Melbourne way before they consider what races can suit them over the Sydney Autumn Carnival. Vivier was many people's black book run in her last start run at Flemington, and she has King Zone support today.
One of the more important races of the day for you, King Zone. Saturday Sep tip, Vivier. I heard you just mumbling away there that Molly Nickers has come into a ridiculous price. You're going to go and lay it on the exchange.
Yes, well, I am starting to talk to myself. but, yeah, I laid Molly Nickers on the exchange at around the $2.18 mark. Okay. I just think it's too short. I'm on Vivier around $5. And I've also had a small bet on Grinzinger Bell, so that's where I'm at. What are you doing, Fizzer?
I backed your lay.
Well, one of us will win. Matty, what have you done?
I think Grinzing is the sneak after the slaughter. Not slaughter, a very cold ride last time. You were on it, King. I think it gets, gets the lead, gets the blinkers today. I think it's the value. And Vivier for me.
Confident. Straight on the back of Molly.
Yeah. Nice and quiet on Molly. Vivier seems to be chased up a little bit.
Come on, Molly, let's get moving.
We want a leader to keep going.
We want a Pride of Jenny move here. Come on, baby,
move.
Oh, no, move.
Vivier can't keep up.
Come on, get them chasing.
Vivier's going to run a nice last. Keep going.
Get them chasing. Love the ride.
Ooh, look at this. Molly Nickers, a lot of work to do.
Keep
Come
going.
Come on, hold.
Go away, second horse.
Yeah. Come on, you big gawky thing. Hold on.
No.
Gone.
Just so frustrating, Mooney Valley.
Vivier's flashing home.
Well, at least we got something out of Molly.
Rosehill Race 6, the Rosehill Guineas. 2,000 metres for three-year-olds in Group 1 and one of the classics on the calendar. The market thinks Riff Rocket and Tom Kitten will fight it out. Whoever wins today will have the option of going on to the ATC Derby, or if their trainer thinks they're special enough, They could tackle the older horses at weight for age or even the Doncaster.
Kingzone, I just heard you yell out to the boys, hey, let's rip into Riff Rocket at $3. Have you done anything else on the race other than it?
No, one out on the Riff, one of my favourite horses, the Riff, coming up to Sydney from Melbourne. No, I've taken $3, took $3.10 and $3, and he's into favourite now. Tom Kitten's easing out to around the $3.40 mark, so all the money has been for Riff Rocket.
We're going to welcome in the bird.
Great to be back in the den.
As the races start to get serious, Bird, we need to get some of your experience on board. So,
Russell
Guineas is one of the lead-ups to the ATC Derby. How many ATC Derbies have you seen, Bird?
Oh, too many to call. Probably about 20 of them.
Okay.
Live.
At least.
Yeah, I remember, what was the first one? Taras Bulba, about 1974, and I backed it. Yeah. I remember it sweated up before the race and it didn't deter me and I still backed it and it won.
How old were you then?
10.
10. What about Mahogany? Did you catch Mahogany?
Mahogany. I was on Mahogany, yeah. We took evens. Mahogany probably should have been about fours on that day. It was a great horse, Mahogany.
Did your great mate Greg Hall ride it that day?
He did. Yeah, he did ride it, yeah.
So you pride yourself on being able to back the winner of these classic races like the ATC Derby. What are you looking for in a race like this to put you in the right direction towards backing the ATC Derby winner?
Well, it's obvious this race with Riff Rocket and Tom Kitten being the two what look to be the best horses, and I think they are. I think Tom Kitten might be a better horse at Randwick and definitely over the 2400. I think Riff Rocket's going to be in front of Tom Kitten in this race, and that's why I've backed Riff Rocket. At this stage before the race, I'd be tipping Tom Kitten in the Derby.
Okay. Going slow, Matty.
Well, no, they just backed off a little bit, which they all sort of threw their head up.
Riff looks like he's travelling.
Oh, Richard, please.
Haven't you been betting long enough to realise, Richard, you don't say stuff like that in the run?
What's fucking wrong with saying he's travelling? Doesn't mean he's going to fucking win.
Well, he's had to do something. He's smoking his pipe on the kitten.
Come on, Nash. Riff Rocket's in it. Tom Kitten in a bad position.
Come on,
Nash. Tom Kitten locked away.
Yeah, that was our hope. He's a big horse. Don't go to the fence. Don't let Tom get through.
Beautifully for Tom. We're out wide looking for nice ground.
Nah.
Oh, we've lost the whip.
No.
Come on, Riff.
Fight.
Now comes the Rocket.
Come on, Riff.
Go the Rocket.
Come on,
get
Riff.
Up, Nash.
Well done.
Yes.
Great effort. Great effort.
Great bit of reverse mocking in the straight by everybody.
Professional effort.
Something.
Mate.
Well, it's not often all five of us are on. That was a big win. He came pretty wide. Not many horses do that at Rosehill.
No. None at all.
Circle the field and come down the middle of the track like that.
That was a little bit special.
And Bird, Chris Wallace says that he was going to decide after that race whether Riff Rocket goes to the Queen Elizabeth Stakes over 2,000 metres or the ATC Derby over 2,400. If he goes to the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, he's going to be taking on Via Sistina, Pride of Jenny, Mr. Brightside. Where would you be taking
Riff Rocket? I think it's an absolute no-brainer. You'd go to the Derby with that horse. Okay. Absolute no-brainer.
And you want to be on Riff Rocket and not Tom Kitten?
I think you'll see a better horse at Randwick, Tom Kitten. I'll stick with that. He didn't seem to... I'll have a look at the race further, the replay. But he didn't look comfortable at all, Tom Kitten, for a horse that had looked like it was getting a pretty good run. I think he will improve at Randwick. So I wouldn't be riding Tom Kitten off.
Okay, 2,000 metres today. What do you do with him? The obvious question, does he go to a Derby or do you have a crack at a Doncaster with him?
I always thought about the Australian Cup, but I didn't realise it was next week.
Sorry to break that to you.
Yeah, I know. Not sure. He only just won the Victorian Derby, 2,500 metres. Our Derby's 2,400. I guess it's going to be hard not to, but just see what Nash says.
Moonee Valley Race 7, the Alistair Clark Stakes, 2,040 metres, 3-year-olds Group 2. Like the fillies in Race 6, this is a final tune-up for many of these horses. Kiwi filly Quintessa is our favourite and is more than likely to go the Oaks, where she will meet New Zealand's best 3-year-old, Orchestral.
Kingzone, the Alistair Clark Stakes, a lot of talented 3-year-olds going around. What have you done?
Mate, I've had a good bet on Apulia. It's $8.750 and it's been smashed in betting. It's into about $5 down, pretty solid at that mark. What have you done, Fizz?
Mate, I've bet up on the Kiwi horse here, Quintessa, which I highlighted in the Saturday sessions the other week. And I've had something on Apulia to save. So
been very easy, Quintessa.
Yeah, it has. I'm hoping that that easiness doesn't reflect in the way it runs.
And a big field that we sit in running is going to be pretty crucial, isn't it? Opie Bossen got into a bit of trouble on Campionessa in a race
earlier.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. He'll be too far back on this one this time, stepping up to the 2000. I'm hoping he'd be a bit more positive. I love Opie to jump off the fence there and just get behind the other thing.
They have shown you can make a bit of ground today.
He's a stealing runs up the inside. He hasn't been anywhere but the inside. But now
he's just going too well, Apulia. He wants just got to let him go now.
Come on, Apulia!
Wow, look at Apulia.
Look at Opie. He's going to hide behind the asses of horses. Come on now, go back to the inside, Quintessa.
What a charge!
This is great.
Yeah, this is why we love the valley. A pulley under the bat. Yeah.
Come on, you good thing. Come on.
Wow, oh, look at AP. He's blowing the whistle. It's going to work for him this time.
I don't know. We'll see. That's a long way to go, and it's never been a 2000.
No, he can't. I don't think he can win.
Come on, Tessa. Kick back on the fence. Kick back.
Come on, boys. Oh no.
Yeah.
I think Quintessa wins.
No.
What do you think, Fizzle?
I think it got beat.
Terrible ball.
I think it got beat.
Outside's one.
I think Quintessa got beat.
Outside's one, for sure.
You saying outside one?
Two.
Oh, fuck. You cheated. You knew your bet fair?
No. 50-1.
Yeah, he couldn't have come over any better. Had a good chat to Stephen before he flew over, and they'd given him a week in the paddock after the derby to really freshen him up, and he was very happy with his work Tuesday morning. He got here Wednesday night and hasn't turned a hair.
As far as you know, was that the plan for Mick to ride accordingly?
You couldn't have wished for a better ride. It was a sticky gate. We left him with an open book. Only thing, probably coming back in trip, he did the right thing getting out early and just letting him roll into it. It was a perfect ride and tough effort.
We can't wait to see Orchestral on our shores. That form's been further franked here. Is there a chance we're going to see him head to one of our derbies to come?
I'd say Adelaide more likely would be probably the best option. Sydney looks pretty strong, and we need to avoid Orchestral again. I don't think the Aussies will know what will hit them when she turns up.
Rose Hill Race 7, the George Ryder Stakes. 1,500 metres, Group 1, weight for age. I can't remember seeing a George Ryder with this many runners. The field is so deep and such a great betting opportunity. Everest winner, think about it, has been under a sickness cloud all week, but is good to go, according to trainer Joe Pride. Chris Waller and Militarizer's ownership group desperately want a Group 1 weight for age win for their 3-year-old stallion to be. And have thrown him in the deep end today, and the market has backed them up and made him favourite.
All right, boys, time to go up a level. The next four races are absolutely elite Group 1s. Let's rip right in. King Zone, very important race for you. Think about it, Lady Laguna. Both really good bets for you. You're getting decent prices because this is such a big, wide, deep, open field.
Yeah, I have. I mentioned on the Saturday set that I was going to wait on Think About It. I think he was 380 at the time, and I've secured 550 for Think About It. So I'm more than happy about that. And I've steamed into the $10 Lady Laguna. I'm happy with my position, and I'm not saving on anything else in the race. Those are my two bets.
Bird, one of the great middle distance weight for age races on the calendar. What did you make of it?
Yeah, no, very competitive this year. I've gone with the King Zone, the value. I took $11 Lady Laguna. I thought V8 could run a race as well. Of course, the form out of the Australian Guineas is holding up.
He should be able to get a couple of fish.
He's going to be wide, though. Yeah. Wow, he's wide and working.
He's going to be trapped three wide.
Wow, he's trapped. Yeah. That's tough. And they're going fast.
Yeah. Lady Laguna's got into a good spot from 12.
He'll earn it, Think About It, that's for sure.
Yeah, Lady Laguna's in a great spot, isn't she? Think About It, done a ton of work, but he is a great horse.
He's a very good horse.
Wowee, here we go.
Yep.
Come on, be a good horse.
Lady Laguna dropping. V8. Here she comes. The lady.
Come on, lady.
Get up.
Come on, lady.
Get up.
V8. Nah, the 3-year-old.
Yeah. No. Oh!
I quinella'd him, but naturally it's about three times as much the outside horse.
The den.
V8 just kept on kicking. Oh. What about Miller Trice rushing home?
That hurts, the den.
Riff Rocket franked the form out of the Australian Guineas. Makes Southport Tycoon look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, what a star. His racing style helps a lot, Richo. He begins well,
Damien's got so much confidence in him. He put him into the race and then he comes back and relaxes and he counted to 10 and it was so deserved. I'm so proud of the horse and all my team, you know, fabulous.
Moonee Valley Race 8, the William Reid Stakes, 1200 metres, Group 1, weight for age, and the Queen of the Valley is back at her castle. Team Tiakau sent imperatives around in the Newmarket to get race fitness, where they knew she'd be vulnerable under a huge weight, and she tried so hard, but couldn't overcome three-year-old Cylinder coming over the top with a big weight relief. As Imperatrix's co-owner David Ellis says, they don't give away Group 1s, and she will have to draw on all her champion qualities to win today as the field around her is hot, and she's drawn wide from barrier 11.
All right, all right, all right. It's time to cheer on our girl. The den loves it when they hear you say, Max, bet time, King Zone, and that's what you said about Imperatrix.
Yeah, I have. I've actually gone a little bit over my max bet on Imperatrix today. I've averaged about 175, and I'm very, very, very confident.
So Imperatrix, she's really solid in the market, King Zone?
Yeah, she is. She came into about 155. She's easing back out to about the 170 mark. A little bit longer on the exchange now. Bella Nipotina's been really well back, probably about $8 into about $6. Cylinder's been a huge, huge drifter. $5 out to about, as you can get as much as $11 now. What do you think of Cylinder, Adam?
I don't like it at all. In fact, if it wins, I'll have to give the game away.
Wow, it's on the record.
Wow, there you go.
I'll go on record as that. You won't see me in the den ever again if Cylinder wins.
Adam, what don't you like about Cylinder?
Well, the big weight rise from the race the other day, which was set up for it, and barrier one at the Valley is going to get back. But the main thing is the weight swing from going from the Newmarket to this. He goes up 5 kilos.
No, I think the track's perfect for the Triz today. Absolutely. The way they're sweeping wide, giving every horse a chance. So good on you. Let's go.
Let's go. She's jumped.
She's got to get across.
I like it. Just let the speed go.
Slide in now. She can get a trail behind Bella Nipotina. That'd be beautiful. Yeah. I hope he wants to go. I don't mind this. Positive riding.
That's where you go at the Valley. You go at the school.
Come on, come into a girl. Opie. Come into a girl. Let's go. Switch off
the bed. Come on, go.
Come on, Opie.
Go now while you got her in a good spot.
Go, girl.
Just Johnny Rocket trying to come on. Come on, Imperatrix.
Oh. Keep going. She'll win.
What about Johnny Rocket?
She'll win.
Good horses do it.
What a champ.
Wow.
She just gets
well
there.
Done. Great ride.
Tough win. Great ride by Opie. If he doesn't get going when he's behind Bella Nipotina, he might not win.
Yep, perfect.
Well, that's how you ride them at the Valley, mate. You go at the school.
Isn't she a beauty? 10 group ones.
That means I'd be back to the den, boys. Cylinder ran just about last, I think.
Didn't Johnny Rocker run a race?
I seem to get in quite nicely. I got him behind Bella Nipotina and I thought she'd take me into the race, but she didn't really count me into it. I had to make quite a long run, really, to be fair to her, down the side. And then I sat for a little bit, turning in and... when she gets on that right leg going down the straight, she's just amazing.
She was so gallant in the Newmarket.
Yeah, I got off her that day and I said to Mark, it'd be hard to beat and wait for age in any race from now on. So, and I'm glad she came out there and won the way she did.
Oh, I know, great thrill, especially after the Newmarket. She really dug deep that day and, you know, to come back here and do it at a favourite track and... it's a bit of a relief, really. Looking forward to having a beer.
Rosehill Race 8, the Golden Slipper, Group 1 and a slipper for the ages. Gay and Adrian have 6 runners and could have had 7 if Breeders' Plate winner Espionage could have got a run. It's highly unusual that a Breeders' Plate winner can't get a run, but that shows how strong the field is. Stormboy and Switzerland are both unbeaten and dominate the market. Interestingly, 31 of the last 35 slipper winners have been beaten at least once before the big day.
All right, here we go. The 2024 Golden Slipper King Zone.
Yes.
What's happening in the marketplace?
I took a bit of $15 Hayasugi, a very small bet, and I've laid I laid Switzerland on the exchange at about 440, which I think was too short. But I was just having a look at the market then, and what a sad state of affairs the betting is nowadays. Not one horse has been longer on the top fluctuations with the bookies than it is on Betfair right now. So there has not been virtually one firmer in the race. Traffic Warden's been 26 into 21 and it's trading at $38 on the exchange. So it just shows where the market's at right now.
Mm. Lady Camelot's been a big firmer, but that happened before today.
Well, early, yeah. There's firmers early as soon as the markets go up on Thursday and Friday, but or Wednesday even. But come race day, not one firmer, which is disappointing.
The bird, many are saying this is a golden slipper for the ages. You've seen plenty of them. What do you think?
Yes, well, I have seen a lot of them. Seen some great two-year-olds, and I've got to say, I think Storm Boy might be right up there with them, what I've seen so far of him. And I think, you know, only bad luck in racing will get him beat today. But if he jumps and he gets a run well, I think it'll be all over. I've also had something on Hey Sugo, like the King has. I thought it was good odds, $15.
He did this at the Gold Coast in the Magic Millions, missed it a little bit.
Storm Boy going really well.
He just gave Switzerland a cut.
Hey Sugo with the green cap, widest runner, King.
Yeah, was that there.
Push back to the fence now.
Storm Boy, yeah.
Where's Storm Boy?
On the fence.
Oh, on the fence. Oh, I see. I see. Come on, Storm Boy. Come on, come on, come on the fence. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, Storm Boy.
Yeah, I had heard a few people saying Ryan Moore might be a bit sleepy off the plane, that lost the race there, really, playing catch up from there. Yeah, Camelot had great figures off last start. Well done, Fizza.
Mum, that was truly incredible. Your eighth golden slipper. Congratulations.
Oh, my darling one. So exciting. And Blake had asked me just about four weeks ago, is there something for me in the slipper? And I spoke to Adrian about Lady of Camelot because he'd ridden English when she ran second in the slipper. So he sort of knew the way to ride it. And he was... The filly's form out of the Blue Diamond was so strong. And the way things panned out, you know, it just sort of... Today played for the 2 kilos less than the boys, but nothing can be taken away from Storm Boy. Now, you see him here, you know, he's just so strong and so trying so hard is just the way, as they say, it's the way the cards fell today.
Tell us what that feels like, because that was one of the best finishes to a slipper I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I was getting held up there for a bit, but I just had to bide our time, wait for the opportunity to present. And when it did, she really let down well. I had the horse to quicken, and we just needed the gap. And look, she was great. I'm just so happy. It means a lot this time because I've done it for Adrian and in particular Gay. She's at home watching with a lot of people, and yeah, she brought me to Sydney, and to come back from Hong Kong and her to give me a chance with Sir Owen Glenn, Stevie O'Connor, Newgate Farm. They born and raised this horse, Henry Field. This is going to make a lot of people happy.
Rosehill Race 9, the Galaxy, 1,100 metres, open handicap and Group 1, another cracking field. Most punters find this the hardest race of the day, but because it's a pretty even field, you will be rewarded with tasty odds if you land on the winner.
We're finishing off with maybe the race of the day, the King's Own.
Yeah.
As Mark Reed says, you can really get the trade on in this race. Have you been... trading?
Oh, I've been flat out. I got my nose in front and I've put it all on the line in this race, basically. Ooh. So I'm either going to accelerate or I'm back to about squares. And there's been a few big goes in this race. I was steamed straight into front page at $19 and he's into about $11 now. I'm also on private eye at $10 and he's been really well backed into about $7 now. Smaller bets on Uncommon James. I've also had something on Sunshine in Paris. And also had something on passive aggressive as well.
Let's go. We need a result. Who missed it really badly?
Front page to the front.
Osmosis? Osmosis. Wow.
Is Sunshine in Paris in the white colours at the fence?
Yeah.
Fairway.
Under double wraps. Go on, Tyler. Run them off their feet, son.
A good horse to...
Keep going. Sunshine's coming.
Sunshine's coming. Front page is wobbling. Zapateo, no.
Sunshine.
Zapateo's going to fall in.
Come on, Sunshine.
All right, boys, let's wrap up what has been a marathon day. It's all about the foreign horses. Just going back to Rosehill Race 2 Bird, the Mannion Cup, post-impressionist. You're pretty impressed.
Very impressed.
You'll be interested to know. $8 into $3.20 for the Sydney Cup. And just to put into perspective... what the form difference is. So post-impressionist ran ninth in the Ebor. It's come out here and, you know, dominant price, dominant short price favourite, the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, well, the Ebor's usually a good sort of guide to the Melbourne Cup, or a lot of the Ebor runners come for the Melbourne Cup.
So we stick with the imports. We go to the Randvet, where Via Sistina, very impressive. $6 into $2.50, the Queen Elizabeth. Looks like she has it at her mercy, doesn't she? What do you think, King's Own?
Well, she's very impressive. Don't know if it'd be charging into the $2.50. They don't mind bringing him in a long way. But, yeah, she looks hard to beat for sure. But a bit early to be seeing to be taking 6-4 something at the moment.
I want to move to the George Ryder. Three-year-olds ran first and third, which indicates that there's probably a pretty strong three-year-old crop. What do you think, Bird?
Oh, absolutely. The format of the Australian Guineas really came to the fore, didn't it? You saw Riff Rocket win earlier and then, of course, V8 franked it by winning the George Ryder. Bad luck. We wanted the second horse to win. That's all I'll say about the George Ryder. But
and we've also got Celestial Legend going around in the Doncaster three-year-old. And
very good crop.
Waller's actually saying there's a chance that Riff Rocket could run in the Doncaster. He's a bit worried about the 2400 of the Derby, considering that he fell in the VRC Derby over 2500 metres.
Well, he might be a bit brilliant for an AJC Derby, because you've got to remember, Victorian Derby, they're young three-year-olds, and now they're older three-year-olds, so it's more of a grinding race. I don't see anything wrong with running him in the Doncaster. He'll have no weight on his back. It'll be hard to beat.
It's going to be a great Doncaster, a couple of weeks away.
Very much so.
We saw Antrim Coast knock off Quintessa in the Alistair Clark Stakes. Antrim Coast is going to go to the South Australian Derby. But just to put into perspective, Orchestral is coming out next week for the Vinery Stud Stakes. Orchestral beat Antrim Coast by 4 lengths a few weeks ago in New Zealand. Let's move to the William Reid Stakes. So Imperatrice 360 to 280 for the TJ Smith. What is exciting, though, is she goes to 10 Group 1 wins. Here's some horses that have won 10 Group 1 wins as well. Frankel, So You Think, Octagonal, Golden 60. Pretty illustrious company, isn't it?
Yeah, wow. Well, the 10 grouper.
Let's talk about the slipper. It was a very eventful slipper. Big changes in the Size Produce Stakes in a couple of weeks' time. Lady Camelot, the big firmer, $12 into $5. Stormboy, $2.50 out of $4. At least the bookies have got a few of these horses out. Coleman, $26 into $8 for the Size Produce. And Switzerland, $6 out to $11. I guess Switzerland was probably the most disappointing horse in the slipper. We all know that I tipped him, so it was hard for him from then on.
There were three big runs in the slipper that I thought. I watched the replay. Traffic Warden, who missed the kick, finished about fifth or sixth. Aniza, who came from second last and ran home for about sixth. And the other one was a horse called Friedman's horse called Manal, which got through the pack and finished really well. So I'm not sure if they're nominated for the Champagne or Size Produce, but if they are, or wherever they run next, watch out. They're my three horses to follow.
Dream Team horse to follow. You got something out wide at...
I do. Not too wide. Mooney Valley race 4, number 10 it was. Regal Amazon. Good return. Ready to go next start.
All right. Well, that wraps up another Saturday session. Epic session. I hope you enjoyed it. I think we all probably lost as usual, which is disappointing.
No, I didn't.
You won something small?
Yeah. Fitzy's won. I just got my nose in front. How are you going, Dream Team Matthew?
My A-team tip win. So that one. So that's all I'll take. Yeah. No, I've had a bad day today.
No good. All right, we'll be back next week for an Australian Cup. It's going to be an epic edition. And we've got the Tancred and also the Vinery Stud Stakes from Rose Hill. Up the Dent. We're going to see you next Saturday.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.